Hi, this is Richard Edelman, and you're listening to The Trust Makers.
Everybody, for the next installment in our mini-series, I'm so excited to be joined by the amazing Eleni Santos. Eleni is the Chief Brand and Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer at Unilever, one of the biggest consumer goods companies in the world. Eleni is an absolute brilliant marketeer and D&E executive, known for her willingness to push boundaries and use brands as a tool to promote societal change. Throughout her career, she has used her platform and her expertise to champion diversity, challenge stereotypes, and be an absolute force for good. She's one of the most passionate leaders I have ever had the pleasure to work with. Eleni, I am so delighted to welcome you to the Trustmakers.
Thank you, Jackie. What a pleasure to be back in Cannes and seeing you for the first time over, 3 years now.
Ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I think, one of the most brilliant things in Cannes this week, it was this human connection, wasn't it?
Amazing.
It's electrifying to be back, to see each other. I want to apologize for this podcast listeners because, my voice is normally as sexy as this. I have a normal voice. This is not my normal voice. But this is after, 1 week speaking in 11 different stages and talking to so many people. So I apologize for the voice. But what a pleasure to be here with you today in Cannes in this bright day.
Sounds like you've had an amazing time. And
Yes. Just
you've been coming here a while, right?
Yes.
So you've got an incredible perspective of the sort of journey of Cannes. And you've trailblazed. I mean, Cannes has always been a place of purpose. And Unilever's always trailblazed with purpose. Sort of coming back after this awful hiatus, after the pandemic, how's it felt this year in terms of the sort of themes, the feeling of the work, what you've seen around you?
I think that everything that I saw this week, all the conversations I had, the many associations with multiple industries coming together, I think that the talk was very similar everywhere. And the talk was about action. I think that people are sick and tired of just seeing, advertising that talks and talks. People want to see action. And from that perspective, Unilever is so well prepared. You have been with us in this journey. Our brands have been taking actions for a long, long time. On Dove, which is something that is very close to your heart, I know, that we have been training 69 million girls over the years. It's not, something that is casual. It is really, really serious. But for many other brands, we have been doing a very serious job as well. We created access for people, especially in developing countries, for Domestos, which is a hygiene brand, access to toilets for more than 29 million people. Serious stuff that we have been doing. And what I'm seeing is that eventually now, the whole industry is waking up for that. They may not call it purpose, they may call it something else. But the thing is, everybody is awakened and everybody is ready to start taking action. We had for the first time in the festival the Greenpeace ship, in our bay. We also had a tax in our palais, And this is just, I think, accelerating the journey that Unilever has been preparing for ages, which is the journey to really take action, to take care of our environment, to take care of our society. Our responsibility as a business is higher than ever. If we believe that the governments and NGOs alone will take care of the problems of the world, we are very naive. Only the private sector with the resources, with the right mindset, with the brands can really help us to make this planet and this society heal from all the problems that we have been having.
I mean, it's amazing because you're basically talking about the absolute behavior that we see in the trust surveys that we've had out in the last week. And belief-driven buying, people who want to believe in the values, 4 times likely to buy a brand if you share the brand's values. And over we see high data in all markets with people saying, please, brands have a superpower. You have a superpower of resource, you have a superpower of outreach, you have a superpower of creative and engaging collateral. You need to step in where governments can't do it by themselves. And so you've trailblazed in this. You've also got a 5-year anniversary, which we started together 5 years, which we should be celebrating, of Unstereotype.
Yes.
And honestly, Alini, I remember when you first had this idea and you were trying to sort of rally everyone to get together and debunk those stereotypes and make this marketing industry embrace everybody. 5 years ago, that was not so much on everybody's mind. It was a bit of a battle 5 years ago.
Totally, Jackie. You know, 5 years ago, actually everything started with us 6 years ago, because we started at Unilever doing this piece of work, trying to understand the state of the nation in terms of where we were in advertising. And there, the study was cross industries, across the board, and we found out that 40% of women were not engaged with advertising anymore. And the key reason was that they were not feeling that they were well represented. And we started to stereotype our own advertising, because at that time, Unilever had 50% of advertising, very stereotypical. So we started to debunk stereotypes in our own home. And when we started to do that, the results were amazing. We started to see growth getting accelerated. And we said, we need to bring this to the whole industry, because only if the whole industry collaborates, we will really make a dent in the society. We need every brand to start on stereotyping and unconditioning people and creating a society that is more inclusive. But at that time, there was no example of any alliance that was putting, you know, competitors together. And it was very difficult. That's when we said, let's bring UN Women to convene this alliance. And it was brilliant, because UN Women had the power and this and the stature to bring, for the first time, competitors together around the same table. We had CEOs that could not look eye to eye. We had CMOs that could not look eye to eye, for the first time getting together around that table. It was very tense. Yeah, we could cut the air with a knife. But come on, yeah, we got together. We started with 24 huge companies, big platforms like Google, Meta, Twitter, Unilever, Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, all sitting together and say, we need to collaborate. And look at us now. There are more than 250 companies now involved. I don't know what is the percentage of advertising that we control with these 250 companies, but it's quite a lot, and we have evolved a lot. Now, 97% of the advertising that Unilever produces is considered from consumers unstereotypical. So with that, we are changing the lives of many people. We are making the world more inclusive. And this is critical for society. We are at the verge of, you know, the highest, the biggest cries of inequality that we ever had. And if you think about the next generation, the Generation Z, the generation that is going to define the solution or the results of our companies, if I'm going to be successful, it's only going to be because I'm successful with the Generation Z. That generation cannot absorb any communication, any product message, any innovation that is not inclusive, that is not responsible in terms of sustainability, in terms of the way we are treating this planet. So this is absolutely critical for business. If you want to succeed, you need to take the care of your planet. You need to take care of society.
I'm so glad that you said that. Obviously, I'm massively invested in Gen Z, because we just launched our Gen Z lab this week, and we have our own Gen Zers globally as a great network of a workforce within Edelman, and we have our new data called the New Cascade of Influence. And that trust data shows that to build trust, you absolutely, as you say, have to build trust with Gen Z first, and then they will basically spread that word. They will influence the world, and they are looking for companies to step up and change the world so their world will be a better world. And that's across all societal issues, across racial justice, climate change, human rights. And I think it's really interesting that Unilever's done an incredible job of not getting into politics, but advocating, being using your ability to be an advocacy force for good.
Yes.
And that's even stretched to legislation if we look at the Crown Act with yes. with Dove and even being included in the Oscar-winning film Hair Love. Yes. You've also got an amazing gold from some of this work that you've been trailblazing for yes. Vaseline,
yes.
For See My Skin, which completely epitomises what you're saying about debunking the myths of stereotypes, where you've got this incredible database of skin conditions for all skins of colour, and it's actually become the most diverse medical image library for skin conditions. I think the thing is about that work is it's trailblazing, it's also beautiful, and obviously, we're so proud of it because it's our campaign.
Yes.
But I think when you have a relationship with an ad agency or a PR agency like ours and the client, you've got to have a mutual heart for something when
Absolutely.
when you're presenting work like this. And your whole business has such a heart for this. And you're obviously key yes. to that. How do you see this going forward with Gen Z's influence, with work like Vaseline being awarded gold? Congratulations to yeah, both of us.
Yes.
How do you see that going forward over the next few years? How important will this be?
I think that, you know, the way you are going to choose your partners is going to be more and more about the shared values that that you hold between the two of us. Yeah. So, you know, today when we are talking about our agencies and the choices that we make, there are so many agencies, amazing partners that we could choose for. We are always looking for the ones who care about the same thing that we care. So, of course, doing things with purpose, of course, taking care of our planet, of course, being responsible in terms of equity, diversity, and inclusion. And that's why I think we have this strong partnership with Edelman. We have done so many things together. I think the Vaseline work is a continuation of many things that we have been doing on this brand that is so right. Being more inclusive with this brand is something that is a fundamental for us, especially when it comes for the community that is so underserved yet, which is the color of people of color. I remember, Jackie, that is in the beginning of the 90s. I'm from Brazil, and in Brazil, Vaseline was very, very successful. But it was not yet catering the black community that exists in Brazil. Majority of the people in Brazil are people of color, but yet we were not catering to that gigantic community. And I remember doing the first advertising where I chose three ladies that were three black ladies who are the protagonists of the ad, who are doing their first advertising in Brazil, being black women as protagonists. And we developed a product that was specially developed for black skin, and we launched it with this film. And it was so, so transformative because, of course, for the first time, they could identify themselves on TV. For the first time, they felt that there was a brand that was caring for them. For the first time, we were developing something that was more meaningful. And not only we had a huge success with the brand, but, you know, we received so many letters, so many messages. I remember being very touched by a message of a mother saying that you know, her little child, little girl, I think she was six, she saw this ad for the first time showing these black ladies, and she went to TV and touched the TV and say, mom, I am on TV. So you see, it's like unbelievable, the power of representation. And I think that Vaseline has been doing a phenomenal job. And I think, you know, this latest work that we've produced together is just a crown, yeah, in many, many things that we have been doing together, representing people and, you know, especially the underserved communities.
You talk about brilliant work being like the mirror of society.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
So I think that, you know, companies cannot depend on passionate people who have passion about sustainability or people who have a passion for equity, diversity, and inclusion. companies need to create systemic ways to create systemic change. So it has to be ingrained in the way we do business. And I really believe that if we wanted to unstereotype the work, if we want to be very inclusive in the way we do work, we need to have people in our teams, inside the companies, inside our agencies, that are a mirror of the society, that really represent the society that we are serving. And at the moment, even with everything that we have been doing, the society that we are serving is still very different from the teams that we have in agencies, in companies. Our mirror is still very similar to the mirror of Snow White. It's, I think in Snow White they have that phrase, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest among us all? And I think we need to change that. I think that we need to change for mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the most inclusive of us all. That is the sort of change. Our mirror has to be totally inclusive. Our mirror should be a mirror that reflects the society we want to serve.
So Eleni, and Unilever is so brilliant at rallying for a sort of common goal and bringing all your agencies together and sort of having us all behind one mission. You do very well at sort of integrating agencies to use the best of each expertise in one passionate sort of objective. And you've talked with that in mind, the rallying cry has been to have brands on the front line. Can you explain sort of what you mean by this?
Yes, I can. Yeah. So when we launch a new philosophy for the company, it cannot be just people from the company. It has to be a company and all our partners. We have to be dancing under the same song. So when we launched Get on the Front Line, and when we invited people to go out there and understand the world as it is and do the work that the world needs, what we were talking about was, first of all, from the principle of getting real. That's the first thing that we do. So let's get real. Let's not, live in the world of fantasy. We need to really burst out of our bubble. In the case of Cannes, the rosé bubble, and understand what are the real problems that we are trying to solve for the world. What are the real problems that our brands have authenticity to solve? It's not that our brands are going to solve all the problems, but there are some problems that are totally related to the categories that we operate. So let's try to understand what are the real problems, the juiciest problems that brands can solve. And for that, let's use data, because data now is giving us so much. There are so many insights, patterns that we never identified before. And now through data, we can. But we have to do this in a very particular way. We have to use data with empathy. We have to combine the two things. And that's why it's so important to keep the human contact. That's so important for you to get out there and understand people and their real lives. So this combination of data and empathy is the powerful magic that is going to give us the sense of getting real and understanding what are the problems that we need to solve. How can we have relevance? The second pillar is about doing good. So Unilever has been doing good since its infancy. Yeah, since Unilever launched this brand, Unilever. We believe that purpose is a multiplier of our growth. Brands like Dove are the best examples, but even more recent brands that have joined a more cohesive narrative and action about purpose, like Hellmann's, which is against food waste. My goodness, yeah, growth of 21%. It's not a growth that you normally see in big brands like that. In this principle of do good, what we really wanted to do is to have success with our brands, but success with significance, with relevance to the world, with relevance to our consumers. And this is a mission that we're never going to stop. This is something that we truly believe is our responsibility, and we will continue. And the results are, just reinforcing that. 60% of our growth has come from brands with purpose. So this is something that definitely we will not stop. And last but not least, we are calling our marketeers to do work that is unmissable, because we need to be first in mind and first to find. We have to be the brand, yeah, that is top of the category that we champion. And we have to be well distributed, be it in the physical world or in the digital world, in the commerce world. Yeah, we have to be easy to find. So first in mind, first to find, so that people can really find us. So with this simple idea of getting on the front line, getting real, doing good and being missable, we are driving such a dramatic change, such a transformative change in our brands. And the growth of our brands, I think, have been a testimonial that this simple formula is really working.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it, that the do, not just say, you've baked into everything that you've done, and from Alan's leadership and that sort of frontline mission, it's standing up and actually doing. And the business is so geared up to having that baked into not just the brand strategy, but the corporate strategy. And do you think that this is going to be sort of escalated and elevated over the next few years? If you think about where you've trailblazed, now many companies are trying to sort of emulate this. How do you maintain your leadership? How do you make sure that, you know, the purposeful drive and the kind of impact for society remains kind of evolving and leading?
So first, I think that as I heard during this week in Cannes, all companies are really, really awakening for being more impactful. So action, is everywhere. So people are either already starting or they are going to start next week because there's no doubt anymore. For Unilever, what we are trying to do, I think that the way we are a little bit of ahead of the curve is because we are being very public about our commitments. We have 34 commitments that are related to the improvement of the planet, that are related to the improvement of people and wellness, that are related to the improvement of the future of the work, improvement of society, becoming a more inclusive society, that are public commitments. And they are huge commitments about plastic reduction or at net zero that we just launched here. Lots of important commitments that we are tracking. There are audits about it. We are super serious. So the level of transparency that Unilever is treating those commitments is something that I think is really commendable. And I think it's setting an example for the entire industry. I think that the more companies join this, the better. I think there are always going to be other ways that we can compete, but I will applaud anyone who jumps into this train and start having the same sort of approach, because that's what we really need as a society. There is no business if we don't have a society. There is no society if we don't have a planet. So come on, this is something that we really wanted to incentivate everyone to join in.
The journey is incredible, and you talk about action, and we know from the data that action builds trust and trust builds growth. And you've talked so eloquently about how you're seeing that in all of the business and how it's going forward. How do you balance the need for the experts to help you in the cause with the need to also be creative and break through?
One of my observations in the Cannes week is that now there is a new community of marketeers that are more like general managers. They are amazing, but they are like more, you know, P&L oriented. They understand business, they understand the commerciality of things, but they don't understand the importance of crafting. And there is another group of marketeers that are also brilliant, that understand the crafting of brands. And what I say all the time is that if we don't have brands, we don't have a business. So we must have marketeers that truly focus on the crafting of brands. And for the crafting of brands, we need to understand, you know, what is the positioning of the brand properly. We need to understand what is the cause that we want to focus our attention in order that we can get the right creativity for that. And then later on that we can commercialize that idea. So this, you know, cause, creativity and commercialization is something that requires expertise. It requires craftsmanship. It requires, you know, marketeers that are truly marketeers, not only business people. And I think that this is something that the industry is probably missing. I think that there is now a little bit of a trend that, you know, is more like general management, taking care of brands rather than true crafters. And I want to call that attention to the industry. So, you know, that is my one of my calls of the week. Yeah? If you are an agency listening from this, go for marketeers that are true crafters. If you are a company listening to this, please focus your attention to the true crafters.
And there you have, listeners, my introduction, that Eleni Santos is a passionate leader. And you're talking so brilliantly about the integrity of cause and having that integrity. And I think that's a lesson for everybody. It doesn't look like marketing. It doesn't feel like marketing. Exactly. It's actually the cause first and then sharing the impact, sharing the action and sharing the fact that you're actually helping make things better. But again, it's the integrity that's so key to that. Eleni Santos, from one chief brand officer to another, thank you with all my heart
for
being on this today, for coming on the show, for sharing your extraordinary expertise and telling the Unilever stories, which so many people find so compelling globally. And to our listeners, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Trustmakers.
Thank you for tuning into The Trustmakers, an Edelman podcast in partnership with Advertising Week, where we speak with leaders and other trust builders across institutions. See you next time.